Hello, my name is Tucker Johnson, and I am your host today as we experience NIMSY Live, where we talk about the latest and greatest in translation, localization, internationalization, culturalization, and all that fun stuff global companies need to delight their international customers. On this program, we invite guests who like to have fun and have some value to add for our audience of globalization professionals. I'm always eager to provide a platform to those with a good story or a good data set. So let us know if there are any topics you'd like covered or guests we should reach out to for future episodes. If you haven't already done so, make sure that you are following NIMSY Insights, either following our company page on LinkedIn, where the majority of the live streams happen. People congregate here on LinkedIn, or Facebook, X, Instagram, all of that stuff. Wherever you're joining us live from today, just hit that subscribe button and you will be one of the first people to find out when we publish new industry research or when we schedule new events like this. A quick plug before we get into it. Check your mailboxes, peoples, because the new issue of Multilingual Magazine is coming to your doorstep. This one has Hamid Afsari from Uber, localization director at Uber. If you were an attendee at LocWorld last year in Silicon Valley, I actually did a co-presentation with him on experiential language quality assessment. So great guy, very knowledgeable. Check it out. If you are not currently a multilingual subscriber, you can head on over to multilingual.com and see about getting yourself a print subscription. It also makes a great present. I know we have graduation season coming up in some months, so keep your friends and family in mind. A multilingual subscription would be a great present. So, that's my shameless plug of the day. Without any further ado, I'm going to dive right into our topic and guest today here. So, today we're talking about OLIA. The European Language Industry Association's Together 2024 in Riga is coming up on February 22nd, or from February 22nd through February 23rd, I believe. OLIA Together is the premier European event uniquely serving both freelancers and language services companies. This year, in its 8th edition, they are embracing the theme Perfect Harmony, focusing on fostering partnerships and balancing technology with the human touch. As the interest in AI grows, the event becomes increasingly vital, providing an interactive platform to explore best practices and collaborative opportunities. Engage in enriching sessions, vibrant social events, and a dynamic job fair, all designed to strengthen provider-freelancer collaboration. And today, to talk to us about OLIA Together, as well as just the state of the industry, and you can talk about anything, here is Carlos La Orden Tovar. Carlos has hit the milestone of 20 years providing language services and training for companies and individuals all over the world. Over the years, he has worked with dozens of international clients, such as Amazon, Microsoft, 3M, Cisco, United Technology, SDL, RWS, Nokia, just to name a few. Along with his lecturing and teaching gigs at Unibo, Istrad, and Tragora Formacion, he is a regular at international translation industry events, including every edition of OLIA Together for the last 8 years, and loves sharing knowledge with fellow professionals to build better, more human, yet tech-oriented industry led by happy people. He currently lives in a beautiful village near Pisa. Carlos, welcome to NIMSY Live.
Well, Tucker, thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you very much for having me at NIMSY Live. I'm really excited. I follow your podcast, and I'm really happy to be your guest this week to talk, as you mentioned, about OLIA Together, among other topics.
Yeah, happy to have you on the program, especially because we were chatting a little bit before. I really have a lot of respect for what OLIA does. I think it serves a vital need in our industry, and I love these together events. But I'm not the right person to talk about it. Tell us a little bit about the OLIA Together events. Why together? What does that mean? What is the goal? What is the mission?
Yeah, actually, OLIA, which was born as an association of language service providers, language companies, they, after having several successful events, mainly targeting translation agencies and translation companies, they decided that it was about time someone thought about putting together the best of all worlds and just helping meet translation companies and freelancers, which are a vital part, as you all know, of the language industry, with the hands that provide the final product that you see when the translation project is delivered. So they created, because this, we are about to reach the 8th edition now. The first one was in Barcelona, and that was in 2016. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was really, really an exciting moment to launch this initiative. Just like in any other event, there was a certain degree of uncertainty whether just people will get attracted to this new idea to put LSPs in front of freelancers and let them discuss things face to face instead of just having different interfaces or more distant platforms to talk about. It worked. It worked fantastically. So we're now about to make our 8th edition. And we have attracted that there have been thousands of attendees from both LSP side and freelancers over the years. So each year it attracts hundreds of representatives from the translation companies and freelancers. So that's the perfect ground, the perfect haven to help them discuss business and best practices and everything that has to do with the language industry that LSPs and freelancers might not have the chance to talk directly or openly in their everyday jobs.
Yep. Because there's, I don't know, conflicting priorities, I would say sometimes. And, you know, I think it's really easy, if not managed, if relationships aren't managed and fostered between, let's say, project managers, LSP project managers, and freelancers, those relationships have the tendency to go south pretty quick. And there can develop a level of, you know, lack of trust and stuff. And I know I've worked at LSPs before where we would hold what we'd call vendor summits. And we'd actually invite the freelancers, invite the project managers, bring them together. Very powerful to get things together, because that's where you can have the conversations and ask the questions that you just don't have time for when you're dealing with handoffs and handbacks and quality checks. You know what I'm saying? You're not discussing things like that, right?
Yeah, you don't feel you have the time to do that, even if you are aware about its importance.
Nope. But
yeah. Everyday production, I've always worked as a project manager for 6 years. And yeah, the intention was always there to, okay, it's time we meet, it's time to have some, perhaps with some key customers, you might have the weekly calls and monthly calls.
Right.
Yeah, it's more towards monthly rather than weekly. But you had some calls, but I felt that this was not, even if the purpose was great in order to discuss all things that can help improve the project and the relationship, it was not based on neutral ground. So somehow some of the conversations might have been biased. In these chances we have at the translation events, when we are given a chance to discuss business directly with them on the ground, that is not the company headquarters. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not in any cafe, there's some sort of fringe event organized by freelancers. Both sides feel that they can speak openly about business, and they can speak about what works, what does not work in relationships, how to approach vendor management, and how to discuss, not necessarily about rates on the first date, but but at the beginning, I believe that it's all about just fostering creating the basis for a healthy relationship. And once you get this solid basis and you feel that both sides are willing to get more deeply involved, mm-hmm, and engaged in this relationship, it's really easier to make things work, because that's the easy.
You've been going to these for 8 years since they started, so you're a veteran. You've been to a few. You've seen some stuff. Let's just say. Do you have any favorite stories or scenarios or things that happened? I'm sure you've got to have a funny or meaningful story from a past event.
Yeah, I love to tell actually my own story, not necessarily to talk about myself, but how it changed my view of the industry. Oh. When I was at Atlanta, I had been working for different companies. I've been working in localization service providers, what is now Yonkers. And I worked as a project manager. I also did some engineering and even some vendor management stuff. I also carried out some freelance work. I did not want to lose the touch with the base, with translation, with my own hands. When I left the company, I felt it was about time. It was time to go full throttle into freelance translating and providing consulting services, but all by myself. And I had never attended a translation event. And I heard about this on the first go. It's going to be just people with bow ties and so discussing business. And I don't know if I will fit in. Another bow tie person, so I'm not sure which topics I will raise to discuss, or whether there would be room for someone like me.
Yeah.
At the very beginning of my freelance career, and I went there. Okay, they say, okay, let's consider this an investment. And I went. Yeah. The first edition was in Barcelona, and I attended it, and I did my homework before. And I just checked the list of attendees, and I checked the list of presentations and all the speakers, and I had a rough idea about what I wanted to get from the event. But it was my first event again. And when I went there and when I stepped in, it changed my entire view of the industry. I found so many amazing people. The very dynamics of the event, how it worked, how it put together, and freelancers and translation companies, how it enabled conversations. Mm. That's what I believe is the main mission of Elia Together.
Yeah.
To me as a freelance, I'm lucky to have met dozens of LSP owners and people working for language service providers. And we all have that goal when we attend events. Obviously, yeah. The ultimate goal is to make business.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
you got to pay the bills.
That's, again, just fostering relationships and setting the ground for it. It's essential. And it did.
That's wonderful. You say the ultimate goal of Elia is to bring people together, essentially, is to foster communication between people. And, it's interesting because, if you really think about it, that's the goal of this industry. The language industry, the whole industry exists for the purpose of facilitating communication between multiple parties who may not get, who may not speak the same language. And I think for that reason, we're an industry that attracts people that are very passionate. We are an industry of people that are passionate about people. And for freelancers, that can be tough. Because you're working from home, right? You're not going into an office. You're not getting to talk to people. You're not getting to build those corporate connections. And for that reason, I think that that's why there's a big need for industry events like this. Not just Elia, but other industry events. And nowadays, there's so many different options to choose from. We've got online events. I think of this podcast, I think of NIMC Live as an online event because, we got people in chat, they can come, they can ask questions. It's bringing people together. And that's, when I first started doing this, it was during the pandemic and the whole purpose of it was to bring people together. Right. So important to bring people together and have those conversations. And I felt the same way at my first conference. It was a Look World, and I didn't know anybody. It was weird. But nowadays I go to Look Worlds or I go to other, Elia conferences, gala. There's so many out there, and I feel like it's just like a reunion because I know so many people over the years. Right.
Actually, one of the other things I'm really passionate about are music festivals.
Okay.
The thrill you get when you attend a music festival and you meet old friends and you meet new friends. It's always about this. Everything's revolving around a given topic. It's, in this case, it's music, or love for languages and love for people as well. Because you're attending a festival, it's you can still listen to music using your Spotify at home. You can still watch it from your cave.
You can.
But if you attend a festival music, you have a will to meet people and to get the full package, the whole experience. That's attending a translation event is getting the full package on the language industry.
Yeah.
That's where you leave it from all different sides, and you help and you understand how it works from different sides, from your different perspectives that you might not even have worked. You might not have worked with vendor managers directly or with project managers, only exchanging a few emails here and there. But if you attend a translation event, that okay, this is real. That's real people.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. There's real people I'm doing business with. It's real people. This project manager, I've been exchanging emails for the last couple of years. Oh, she has a face.
I know. the email has a face.
Exactly. And that's very important, particularly to freelancers, and because we don't get a chance to meet others. We might organize fringe events every so often, even if there is a high number of freelancers who tend to be shy, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Probably if you're a marketer, you need to be a bit pushed forward, a person, a salesperson, right?
Yeah.
But translators, some of the translators, obviously, I don't want to generalize here, but some of the translators tend to be shy people.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect ground, safe ground, again.
It's a safe space.
So they have fears. They have lots of questions. They don't know if they will fit. Okay, I've been there. She's been there. Everybody, 90% of the people who are around you have been there. So this is great also to work as an icebreaker.
And there's not a lot of conferences or get-togethers. I know freelancers have a lot of, in the freelance translation community, there's a lot of online community. There's some regional events for translators to get together. But there's not a lot of conferences that bring together translators with companies, with LSPs, or with end clients, for that matter. And there's certainly not a lot that are very accessible, I want to say, because it sounds better than affordable. But, this is a very affordable price point to attend an Aliyah Together conference. And it's an affordable location. It's an affordable conference fee. And as you mentioned earlier, it's an investment into yourself, essentially. Yeah. So who are the type, we've talked a lot about freelancers because you're a freelancer. Who are the type of people that would and should attend a conference like this?
Well,
like the one coming up in February.
I think that there is a nice balance between freelancers who are on their first years, professionals working there, not necessarily just recent post degree, but there are some people, younger people with experienced people. So there's a wide range of people from their 25 years old to even 65 or 70. I've seen some experienced freelancers attending Aliyah Together on other events. Of course, some people, people provide perspective. And that's a much needed thing for freelancers who work on their own. Because we like to say that we like to mention that we work in the translator's cave. So we spend most of the time just in a single interface that is a keyboard, that is just screen, no direct contact with people. And that gives a unique opportunity to discuss. I mean, we all have the same, most of us have the same questions about what's going to be, about the language industry. Who can I talk to if I want to get direct clients, if I want to engage with this company, with that LSP, whatever. So you're not the only one who has ever wondered that. So that's a perfect occasion to do it. I can see already from the list you just posted it, that's Ciao Silvia.
Yeah.
Some familiar names. And it's great to get that feeling when you go the first time. You look for familiar faces when you attend, when you travel to a new place. Yeah. Okay, you just try to find something to make you feel at home, even for a few seconds, for a few minutes. And it's really easy to feel that at Elia Together in sensation events, because people are so welcoming. And in the end, we're not a huge industry. Okay.
Yeah.
And
exactly. You go to 5 conferences. You see the same. You're starting to see the same. You go to 2 conferences. You're starting to see the same people.
Exactly. Right? There are no 6 degrees of separation. No,
there's like 2 or 3.
2 or 3.
Yeah. Most. Exactly. Well, like for example, let's go to the chat here. And where's my chat button? Chat button. Indre. I met her at an Elia conference. Many people say that translators are introverts. Believe me, So how they become extroverts at these kind of events, because we all use the same swear words and we don't need to explain it. And this is why I love her. It's true. It's true, because I think you need to see people in person. You need to see, because that's where the real conversations happen. The real conversations happen after beer number 2, over breakfast at the hotel, on the dance floor. Right, that's where at the water cooler, that's where the real conversations happen. And in this day and age, it's so easy for any of us, you know, translators, project managers, hell, company owners, you know, CEOs, it's so easy for us to look at social media, look at LinkedIn, and say, wow, everybody's got it together, everyone's doing all of these cool things, and what the heck am I doing, right? I'm falling behind. And because no one goes to LinkedIn and posts about their struggles, right?
Yeah.
And it's at these events where you hear about people's struggles and you say, oh, I'm not the only person who's dealing with this, and I can get some help and I can be of help to other people. I think it would be the converse side to that.
We also have these, I believe it's very interesting initiative on the day zero of the conference, okay, that's taken formally. The Elia Together has 2 days. This year is going to be February the 22nd and the 23rd. So I have 2 full days of conference presentations. We have 2 tracks. And also on day zero, we have our already traditional Together Fair, which is actually the meeting point. It's a 4-hour where LSPs who have booked a place, they are open to conversations with freelancers and even with other LSPs. And they can book the time, or they can just drop by and start talking casually with the alleged service providers' representatives. And let's see, that's a very effective way to spark the chemistry between an LSP because it's an entirely different thing. Even if I visit a website from an LSP, and I say, okay, these guys do localization, which is my field specialization. So I deal with technical stuff and software localization mostly. It's an entirely different thing, an entirely different feeling. If I visit someone's website and I get the full paper on all the services they provide and blah, blah, and okay, that's right. These guys look professional, but I get no clue about whether I will fit within the company's vision, right, within the company's way of doing things on their everyday job. Just usually it takes just 15 minutes with someone who works at that company and meet him face to face to say, okay, I get a feeling this might work, or no, there's no way, thank you, but I will walk now from here. Now, I mean, we are not compelled to say yes, of course, the transition events. It's professionals just talking face to face.
Sure.
Okay, so the final word is always yours, whether you're a freelancer or an LSP. But it's way easier to develop chemistry when you're attending an in-person event.
Yeah. And for those of you listening out there, I put a link in the comments on LinkedIn to take you to the website where you can find out more. I'll bring it up on screen here. And I just wanted to look at this, the partner section. I mean, this is just, there's a lot of other conferences, events, associations in here, some companies too, right? But there's so many options out there if you want to get plugged in. I mean, this, what we're talking about today is large, of course, I can't type while talk at the same time, nimsy.com/events. We're talking about the ILIA Together conference coming up February 22nd today, but there are so many other events. There are opportunities to get plugged in, to get involved. If you go to nimsy.com/events, if you go to multilingual.com, they host an events thing too. I think it's the same exact thing. It pulls from the same database. So if you don't like NIMSY, go to multilingual.com/events and you can see it there. And a lot of these are in person. So you got, Mexico, Latvia, Peru, but a lot of these are remote, remote event, remote events, remote events. So even if you can't, maybe you're just first starting out, if you can't swing the travel cost, because that can get expensive. Even if the conference is affordable, the travel cost can get expensive. Head over
I actually
here.
got a question. Sorry to interrupt you. I actually got a question from a freelancer today, this morning. He's talking about whether it was worth. He's talking about going to Riga because it was. I mean, business was not so good for this guy this year, and it might be. I mean, it's not huge money, but for a freelancer who has been working business side for the last few months, it might be an effort. But again, if you cannot attend some of the events, there are plenty. Just check out that list. It's a great list, and some of those events are remote as well. Obviously, you will not get the full experience, but still, it's the best possible world you will get. It cuts down the rates of the fee of the event. If you cannot go there in person and meet all those wonderful people from the language industry, you will still have the chance to develop your CSP and learn from experts and from people just like you. That's yeah, this world in the industry are people. It's a people's industry.
It's a people's industry. It's people that are passionate about people. Well, Carlos, I don't want to belabor the point here. It sounds like a great conference. One of these days, I will start traveling again. I don't know if you know my business partner, Renato, but he's always traveling. And I'm rarely traveling. So I look at I just approved one of his expense reports, and I was looking at it a little bit too closely, and I was thinking to myself, God damn it, son of a bitch. I want to be traveling to all of these places, because it's a lot of fun to go meet these people.
Definitely.
But
It's a festival to me as well.
anything else? What did I forget to ask you about? Otherwise, I think we can start wrapping up here.
Yeah, just to wrap up very briefly about Leah, this is taking place on February 22nd and 23rd, plus day zero. We have a workshop on AI practical use cases. It's a practical event, okay? It's just a hands-on event. You will get away with practical knowledge that you will start to be able to apply on your daily work. It's not just something theoretically. We try to avoid having industry gurus just talking about a lot of sub three theory and no practical information. We tend to avoid that. So you will get to meet a lot of interesting people. Yeah, we have two tracks, 2 day, 2 full days of conferences, international speakers. We have a keynote speak by Daniel Monaco, he's a very well-known industry player. We really, really hope to see you there.
Yeah. And yeah, I'll just second that. Like, my experience with ILIA events is I love the speakers. I love the topics because they are very practical, to use your terms. They're very real. They're very authentic. I know sometimes speakers can tend to embellish their own accomplishments, and I don't see that when I go to an ILIA conference. My experience with those is people are just very open and willing to talk to each other. So, February 22nd, everybody. I put the link into the comments on LinkedIn. And thank you so much, Carlos, for scheduling this and coming on to help promote.
My pleasure, Tucker. It's been great to spend this half an hour with you. I hope that everybody has enjoyed the program as much as we did.
Very good. And I enjoyed our conversation. So, all right, sir, I'll take us out here. Ladies, gentlemen, chat, we are out of time today. If you enjoyed the Simmons Live experience, and join us next week on Monday when I'm talking about another conference, actually. We're talking to the folks from Vamos Juntos, which I believe is a partner of ALEA. So that is going to be another cool conversation. Lots of people, big panel there. So that'll be an interesting conversation. Maybe you'll hear some of my Spanish live on air. Hopefully not, though. I appreciate our guest today, Carlos. I appreciate my colleagues here at MZ Insights doing all of the hard work. I appreciate you, the audience, who are joining us live today. All of the questions and comments in the comment section. And I look forward to next time. Cheers.